Welcome back here on Radio On The Go. We're joined by the head coach of West Fork Boys Wrestling, Keaton Wilson. As far as those returners who you've seen really step up to lead on the mat and just in the room in this early season development.
Definitely Brooks Jones. He's made a tremendous stride from last year to this year. Same goes with Jensen Robbins and Andrew Baker. Those three returners are just they're the workhorses. I go through a practice plan, and they just want more, and they want more, and they want more. They love to learn. They're students of the sport, and I look for them to do pretty good things this year.
How you see your lineup of weights starting to take shape here?
From right now, it looks like we're going to be open at 3 weights, so we'll fill 11 of the 14 weight classes, which we haven't at the school, to my knowledge, hasn't done in quite a few years. So I look to fill some weights. We'll have some competitive duels. We'll be able to win a few more duels this year, I think. And those guys are, some of those guys are brand new to the sport, but they're picking up things really fast, which is good to see. Working them a lot in the room of, just the basic fundamentals and getting them ready to roll. And, they're picking up, they're adapting. We move on to new things every day and still go back to those things. And they're in those positions like that. They're ready to roll, so.
What you'd like to see from your wrestlers when they take the mat each match to be at their best?
Intensity. I like high intensity. Heavy hands, wear your opponent out, wear him out through the first 2 periods, and then that third period rolls around and you see him out of breath, that's when you go. You don't let off the gas. Just kind of it's a different mentality. I want them to be confident in themselves, confident in their shots, confident in positions. I believe, the coaching staff believes, but I need my wrestlers to believe that they belong in those positions.
And you had mentioned earlier on in our conversation the value of confidence, and that's what you're working towards with each one of your wrestlers having that within themselves. Is there things in practice, or is it just getting those reps in competition that helps grow that?
It's constant repetition and practice. Getting in a position, if we do something wrong, we're right back in. I make them go right back to that position until we get it right multiple times, and then it kind of instills in their brain, okay, I get in this position, I need to go here, I can go here. And being comfortable in those positions, really, a lot of times you'll see kids freeze up and, get uncomfortable, and that's when they give up takedowns or stuff like that. We have to be comfortable in positions in order to score. Look for our boys to do, which they are demonstrating in the practice room.
Final thoughts, Coach, as West Fork Boys Wrestling is back. You have one of your biggest rosters in quite a while, and a chance to really make some really good noise here this winter representing the Warhawks.
I'm ready to go. Boys are ready to go. Coach and staff's ready to go. I'm super excited for this season, and I wait for the success, hopefully the success from the football team, from Coach Westhoff's football team, transfers over to our wrestling team as well. We had the most successful season in football in West Fork history this year, and I just want to keep that ball rolling over into wrestling this season.
Well, Coach, thanks for the time here this afternoon. Best of luck to you in this Warhawks wrestling program.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of West Fork Boys Wrestling, Keaton Wilson, for joining us here on Radio On The Go.